Alright folks, welcome back to Daily Detachment. Your daily dose of stoic wisdom to navigate this crazy world. I'm Avery Hart, your friendly neighborhood guide to staying unbothered, even when life throws you a curveball. And let's be honest, it feels like life is throwing us a whole fastball special these days. Ever feel like you're running on fumes, constantly stressed out, just barely keeping your head above water? You know that feeling when your to-do list is longer than your arm and every little thing seems like a crisis waiting to happen? Well, guess what? You're not alone. We all get there sometimes. But the good news is, we don't have to stay there. Today, we're diving into some powerful mindfulness exercises that can act like lifelines in the midst of all that chaos. Think of it as your daily chill pill, a secret weapon against stress. Now, before you picture yourself sitting cross-legged on a mountaintop chanting mantras, though, hey, if that works for you, go for it. Let me tell you that mindfulness isn't about becoming some Zen master overnight. It's about being present in the moment, noticing your thoughts and feelings without judgment, and learning to respond instead of reacting. So, what are these magical stress-busting exercises? Let's break them down. Number 1. Deep breathing. I know, it sounds super basic, but trust me on this one. When you're stressed, your breath gets all shallow and rapid. By taking a few slow, deep breaths, you can actually calm your nervous system and bring yourself back to center. Think of it as hitting the reset button on your stress response. Number 2. Mindful walking. Yup, just plain old walking. But here's the twist. Pay attention to every sensation. Feel your feet connecting with the ground. Notice the air against your skin. Listen to the sounds around you. It's like a mini meditation while you get your steps in. Thirdly, engage your senses. This one is super fun. Choose an object, maybe a piece of fruit, a flower, or even just a favorite mug, and really examine it with all your senses. What does it look like? Feel like? Smell like? Sound like? This simple exercise can help you appreciate the little things and bring you back to the present moment. Number 4. Body scan meditation. This one is a little more involved, but super effective. Lie down or sit comfortably and slowly bring your attention to different parts of your body, starting with your toes. Notice any sensations, tingling, warmth, pressure. Just observe without judgment. It's like doing a mental checkup on yourself, releasing any tension you might be holding onto. And last but not least, cultivate gratitude. This doesn't have to be anything grand. Just take a moment each day to think about a few things you're grateful for, your health, a supportive friend, a delicious cup of coffee. Focusing on the positive can shift your entire perspective and make even the toughest days feel a little bit brighter. Okay, let me tell you a story that really illustrates how these techniques can work in real life. Imagine this. You're running late for an important meeting, traffic is jammed, and you've just spilled coffee all over yourself. Talk about a recipe for disaster. But instead of letting the stress take over, you remember to take a few deep breaths. You focus on your senses, noticing the feel of the steering wheel, the sound of your music, even the scent of the air freshener hanging from the mirror. You practice gratitude for having a reliable car and realizing that while this is frustrating, it's not going to ruin your day. By using these mindfulness exercises, you manage to stay calm and collected, arrive at the meeting feeling composed, and ace it. All because you chose to respond instead of react. See? It's all about taking control, finding those moments of peace amidst the chaos, and remembering that even when life throws its best, or worst curveballs, you have the power to choose how you react. Now, I want to hear from you. Have you tried any mindfulness exercises before? What works for you? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And remember, if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and share it with your friends who could use a little daily detachment. Until next time, stay unbothered.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.